Okay, good morning, everybody. I think what we might do is, I haven't decided. It depends how far we get this week. If we don't get to a certain point that I want to get to, we'll do a cleanup next week, and then we'll move to maybe a Pesach topic before we close down for this month. Today might be the last week, but I want to get to a certain point before we break for Beres Manim. Okay, so we're going to continue where we left off last week, which is on Daf Beis Amud. Beis, towards the bottom, two lines from the bottom, Rav Yosef. That's where we left off. So, we've discussed two different reasons why this Beitza might be Aser. The first one we said was, as you will hopefully recall, we were trying to figure out the opinion of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says idea of muksa, nolad, and all that. We did last time. We did a chana de rabba. Now we're going to see a totally different reason, a totally different understanding of why it's aser and why it's mutter based on Beit Shammai and based on all. Let's take a look, and this will remind us of something that we did last semester. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Although it won't appear that way at first, it only appeared that way once we discussed it a little bit. So here we go. Rav Yosef says, Gzeira. So automatically, when you see the word Gzeira, we are talking about the realm of?
Dirabanan.
Okay, so all of a sudden, he's laying it out there. This is an Isser Dirabanan.
I mean, they all were Isser Dirabanan, right?
Well, no, you could argue, Achan Rabba Mabi Daraisa, right?
Yeah.
And remember, we saw that Nolad is like a more than a Durban, right? We saw in the Rishonim that some people held that it was like a steroid Durbanan, right? So, I don't know the right word to use besides that. There's probably better word to use than steroid Durbanan, but, you know, we'll use that word. Okay, so, says Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar. Gzera Mishum, are you ready? Peros Hanoshrin. Comes along with Yosef and says, I'm going to tell you why this egg is awesome. Now remember, we're talking about a tarnagolas which has been raised to give us food. So what's the reason why, according to Beis Hillel, it is aser? I'll tell you why. There's a rabbinic enactment. This rabbinic enactment, this gezeira, is referred to as peros hanoshrim. So what in the world does that mean? So the word noshrim, I think in English, means fruit that drips, meaning there's liquid that is oozing out.
Noshrim mean that it fell off the tree.
Oh, my mistake. Yeah. Fell off a tree. Sorry, that's Mashkin Shazef. My mistake. Sorry, thank you. Yeah. Peros Hanoshrim is it fell off a tree. Thank you. Sorry, I'm jumping the gun. So, says Rav Yosef, the issue is that, what's the problem? That they fell off a tree on Shabbos. What's the problem if they fell off a tree on Shabbos? So think about it. You're walking down in your orchard. You would love to have fresh apples. All of a sudden, you see that the apple that was dangling on their tree yesterday has now fallen on the ground. It says, Chachamim, you're not allowed to eat that apple. Right? Noshar min ha'et, I believe. Right, of course. Noshar min ha'et means it fell off the tree. So, what does this mean? Well, because at first glance, you're like, what? What in the world does that mean? It does anything. So, I guess, just like the apple falls off the tree, so our egg falls off the chicken, right? Amar le'abaye peros hanoshrim tamamai. Excuse me. What's the rationale on, forget our case, what's the rationale behind why you can't eat your fruit on Shabbos Yom Tov, that falls off a tree, right? Like, forget our case, just regularly. What's the gzera? Answer is very simple. Shema Yalev Idlosh. Well, what's the reason why you can't have the apple that fell off a tree? Because what might you come to do?
Pick one.
Yalev Idlosh. You know, listen, once you're in like, oh, there's
that's
an apple here.
That's directly in
the oh, that, very good, is directly in that. What malach is that called?
Kotzer.
That's called Kotzer. So that's a violation of Kotzer. So says the Gemara, wait a second, time out. He gufa. Gzera. Wait a second. If we're saying that what? We're saying that if the entire reason why we are going to aser Peiros are no shuminates. Why can't you eat apples that fell off a tree? Because Shema Yal Vidlosh. So we're now going to make a gzera. What is our gzera? Our gzera of Peiro, the gzera of, based on what we said, the nose of Peiros, Hanoshrin. So if it's and the language that Rav Yosef uses is Mishum Peiros Hanoshrin. So if I say Mishum Peiros Hanoshrin, that sounds like I'm making gzera gzera. Meaning, why is that gzera? Because of Mishum Peiros Hanoshrin. Why are Peiros Hanoshrin Maser? Mishum Shema Yalav Yidlosh. So it appears that I'm making gzera gzera. Well, what's wrong with making gzera gzera?
It's too extreme, you know? It's like,
so we learned in Rashi. It was a long Rashi. We did it last week or 2 weeks ago. I don't remember anymore. Oh, very good. That's the Mishmeret, the Mishmarti, says Rashi. Oh, you weren't here. So we learned a Rashi. I told you there's certain principles in Beit Zed that are like Shas principles. This is a Shas principle. The Torah tells us, Ushmartem et Mishmarti. You need to safeguard my Mishmeret. It's my, so we learned the word Mishmeret to mean Los Ases, right? Shomer Tzeis Seder Shabbos, right? Asu Mishmeret, i.e., Klomar, Gzera le Mishmarti le Torati. V'lo le Mishmeret le Mishmeret. Shelo Yasa Gzera le Gzera. So we have a principle in the Torah that Hashem says, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to safeguard my mitzvahs. But don't safeguard my safeguards. Don't put a gzera on a gzera. Okay. Now, what's the rationale behind it? Well, careful. That's not, you know.
I can't tell you what I've been arguing with someone. To be like, you might come through this. I'm like, that's already the safeguard.
So, I mean, listen. This is a much broader conversation. When do you? So remember, Chazal could not make a gzera onto a gzera. That they were not allowed to do. You could argue that sometimes you could make a certain minhag or a takana, which is not the same thing. That because of various reasons, they could come along and issue a takana to prevent something. That's not the same as gzera gzera. So when exactly, what's the scope of such a thing? There are cases of that. You know, like you couldn't even, like kidneyot, for example, are not necessarily, they're not exera. It's very simple. There is a concern of, first of all, rice is a totally different issue altogether. Let's forget rice for now. Let's deal with legumes, for example, right? Either because they were often used as a wheat substitute, produced the same way, looked the same way, acted, right? And therefore, so they made gzera, right? So that's not gzera. But
the fear of accidentally eating one could be, like trying to protect yourself from inadvertently eating a legume because of the gzera in of itself.
Right, so you'd argue,
if you inadvertently ate kidney of some Pesach, you're not over anything.
You're over nothing. Right, correct, right. So that's, so the question you'd say is, so then what's wrong with Hana'ah? Or about the Bashishim, right? Why can't we do about the Bashishim with Kitniyah? Why can't we do Hana'ah?
Well, presumably you should be able to.
So the truth is, when it comes to Kitniyah, you probably could get Hana'ah from Kitniyah. We don't, by the example, you don't sell Kitniyah.
I was in someone's house and we accidentally found a bottle of regular Coke, which is Kitniyah's.
Yes, correct.
And they threw it out because it was Pesach on the way.
Yeah, that you don't have to do. Yeah, that you definitely don't have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Too bad, I would have taken him. It's part of the Coke. I love Coke.
It's not really that feeling.
It's not really that feeling. Spoken like the son of a doctor, right? That's not really
that feeling. From the West Coast.
Oh, West Coast people don't drink Coke. It's like, not good for you. It's like, right.
I'm sure.
Right. The truth is, when I was growing up, I didn't know it at the time, because that's what I did. But when I grew up in my parents' house, we drank Coke regularly. It was like part of what you drank at every meal.
Every meal.
Pretty close. Maybe not every meal, but
not
breakfast. Okay. Sorry. I apologize. Dinner. Right. That was right. That was. I didn't say the problem. Dinner. Then I got married. My wife's like, "What are you doing? You don't do that." So that stopped instantaneously. And then I went to even juice is bad for you. Right? Try not to have so much juice. Shabbos sometimes. Every so often, I'll cook. Okay. Zero. So I don't. I think Josh mentioned something that we could. The truth is, we can do it that properly. It is actually an excellent topic to deal with. When rabbis come up, you know, with Xera, when they do, when they don't, Shema, what's the scope? What's the application? There's actually very good examples that they're a lot of fun to deal with, but not now. So it appears from here. How could you usher peros and oshrin? How could you usher the egg that comes out of the chicken? Isn't that mishum peros and oshrim? The usher the egg because mishum peros and oshrim. After all, doesn't that appear to be gzera? It's a gzera of an apple that falls. What's wrong with an apple that falls? Shema yalla v'yitlosh. It appears to be gzera and sumi shmer the mishmarti. Right. That's the Gemara seems to ask. What is the Gemara answer? Sorry, not true. Kula chada gzera he wrong. When chachami made gzera, ready for this? They said, when you walk by a tree, you can't pick up that apple, as well as you can't take that egg on Yom Tov. It's the same gzera. They were gozer at the same time. Look at Rabbi Yitzchaki. Second line, chada zera he shelo.
How's the same zera though? Because one of them's protecting against a direct malacha. The question of the chicken is a little bit less. The chicken itself couldn't be the direct malacha taking the egg from the chicken.
Yeah, we're saying. Anyways, though, we're worried if I take the egg, you might come to pick an apple.
Right.
It's a little bit of a jump.
Like the idea of. That's your Rashi. Duff Gimel, second line there. By the way, Josh said it. We'll just look it up. Right? What's wrong? Yan la yitlosh, dehu asir deraisa, dehainu kotsa shu amlache. Rashi. Chalak zirhi. Shalot tehe zog zera. Don't think of it that this gzera is that it'll lead to second step away from peros and oshrim. Ella she nimnu. So this is very important. See this word in Rashi, nimnu. You know what nimnu means? Here's what happened. They gathered when they made gzera. Believe it or not, it was actually democratic. I know that sounds shocking, but it was. There was a they gathered the based in, and they say, "This is up for grabs. This is up for." Right? This is up for discussion. Let's vote on it. And once the Beis Din voted to enact a certain gzera, we know another Beis Din cannot come along and uproot it unless certain conditions were stipulated. Right? So greater b'chachma, b'minyan, exactly what that means and how that implies, not for now.
Still not eating kit, yes.
Sorry. Had an argument with somebody that says, yeah, it's just a matter of time, there's no kidneys in North America. I'm like, I don't know. Well, apparently in Israel, there's like, very hard, very hard to keep kidneys. Very difficult. Okay. So let's go back. So that's why Rashi says this is a very important word, nimnu, right? Vigazru. There was a vote and there was a discussion and maybe they had online. I don't know if they had online voting though. I don't think they had online voting. That's what you're trying to go for at York. Right?
Yeah, I heard about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Exactly. The York is backwards. The guys are person ushering of Beitza Haisam B'mashma. Beitza was included in that. When they sat around the table discussing the apple that fell on Shabbos or Yom Tov, the egg was brought up in discussion. The Avag of the Lace B'mishun Talisha. Excuse me. But there's no Shema Yalav Yitlosh. What are you going to Shema Yikanez Yadav Yitlosh? I mean, what are you going to do exactly? Right? You're going to. No. Even though there's a chashash of Shema Yalav Yitlosh, since it is the notion of a solid being detached from its entity, So it's also true. Here's a solid being detached from its entity. So even though we're not worried about Shema Yala Vietlos, it still appears to be the same thing. And that's what Rashi says. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Chada Gzerahi. Now comes along Tosfos and says, excuse me, massive Tosfos. When I mean massive, I mean massive. Look at the size of this Tosfos, almost the entire Amud. Now, just to cut to the chase, and here's the reason why we're going to appreciate this Tosfos. Because this Tosfos is the topic that we dealt with extensively, in great detail, in Ein Sadin. Right? We spent a lot of time dealing with what Mulach Halacha Nefesh, what is permissible and what is not permissible. And the reason why Tosfos is very long is one reason. Because they don't understand Shitas Rashi. If they understood Shitas Rashi, he'd save a lot of ink. But Tosfos had a different approach. And because he had a different approach, he had to make many more kimtas. And then he has to say this, and he has to say that, and he has to get himself into a lot of trouble because he didn't understand Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi, you don't have to, it's not so complicated. And we'll explain it because I realize it's been a few months. What?
They didn't.
He didn't. That's why he asked them Rashi. So a quick review.
This is whether they agreed with Rashi.
Okay, I don't know if they obviously disagreed with Rashi. I think he disagreed with Rashi. Didn't understand Rashi. But let's go on. That was last semester's topic. But we'll go a quick highlight. Here we go. Recall. What can you do and what can't you do on Yom Tov? So we saw Yerushalmi that said Milisha Ve'elach. Right, but Sidur HaPas, preparing for bread, the first 11 stages, you cannot do on the Holy Yom Tov, which is Zareya and Ma'amer and Kotzer, those things, Borer, you cannot do on Yom Tov. Ah, we're Baruch HaNefesh, too bad. Where do they get that from? Lisha Ve'elach? No idea, that's what you show me. The Rambam, Rashi, don't know about that Yerushalmi. Tosfos says, Tosfos is very bothered, and he wants to argue that no, maybe that's the reason. Lisha Ve'elach, that's Shita Tosfos. The Rambam, you recall, hopefully, says, what's Mutar on Yom Tov? Remember? Midoraisa, everything is Mutar on Yom Tov, says the Rambam. Oh, what will I make rabbinic? Efshar, Efshar, and Efshar. The Rambam says, really, Mikaradin, Ochel Nefesh is permissible. Chachamim came along. Why did Chachamim come along? Do you remember why? What would be the problem if they allowed you to do everything on Yom Tov?
No one would prepare, right?
Yeah, come on, I'll do everything on Yom Tov. Right? Yeah. What's the language of the Rambam? See if I remember the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you allow people to, you won't be so involved in melacha, you won't enjoy oneg. You won't enjoy simchas yom tov. That's sorry, not oneg. Simcha. You won't enjoy simchas yom tov. Okay? You know, I guess if you're think about it. If you're climbing up trees and picking apples and picking digging up your carrots and your cucumbers, you'll be so involved with work, you're not going to enjoy Yom Tov. So what's Yom Tov? How are you going to eat and drink? How are you going to enjoy Yom Tov? So you'll be so busy, quote-unquote, working the fields. The Shita of the Rosh made a distinction. Was it the Rosh or the Rashba? I can't remember now. He holds a different. He says, you know, I'll make a major distinction, and I'll say the following. That what? You know, this was called Malachos HaSadeh. Things that are Malachos HaSadeh. Malachos HaSadeh, things that are in the field that I will usher. Because that's like a lot of work, and that's really complicated. Things that you do in your house, in your kitchen, that's permissible to do. So, being Zoreya and Ma'amer, the other things, Choresh, those are in your field. That you can. What's in your kitchen? That absolutely is permissible. Huh. It's bichirish, bichirish. Where he gets it from, unclear. And all this is because of the issue of tzaddin. How come you're allowed to ein sam yom tov? Why not? Why can't you? Oh, nefesh. That's what it all started with. Remember that? Way back when. So the answer is very simple. Not connected. What do you mean by not connected? What do we say? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Efshar and Efshar. Very simple. If you catch a fish on Erev Yotav and you catch a fish today, does that matter? Well, what? So we said, it doesn't matter. It's fish. We said, perhaps fresh meat matters. Not so sure. Maybe fresh fish. What did we say? We said you'd be allowed to take them out of the water on Yom Tov because that's fresh. But to put you can't trap them. If your traps are out there and they're trapped already, because to set up a trap and do everything, that's not good. It's going to Efshar Merev Yom Tov. So set your traps out before. That's what you should do. You'd be allowed to go. If it's a small little dinghy trap, that's essentially you're just, basically just grabbing a fish or two from the water. That'd be permissible to do because fresh fish is better. But to set up a massive net to trap 1,000 fish, that's not appropriate to do on Yom Tov. That's Efshar Meir of Yom Tov. But Efshar, because we said it's all about Megfig Tamo, it's all about enhancing the taste. Yom Tov is good taste. So Tosvos here goes on and he says, I don't understand. Why can't you climb a tree and get an apple on Yom Tov? Ochel Nefesh.
Didn't
we
say
Tosos was wasting life? So Tosos, as they say, what do you show me? Mili Shaveilach, and that's for that's why.
You make an argument it's better fresh.
So the question is an apple really better? Does it really matter if you pluck it today versus tomorrow?
There's definitely a time limit on how long an apple is.
So I agree, right. No, but naturally, won't it just fall?
It'll fall off when it's good, no? Or,
not off. No, not off.
Right when it's good. It'll be good for a little bit of time.
How long does a good apple last on a tree?
I imagine its peak is fairly short.
It's a few days, not minutes, not hours.
Yeah.
Taking days, so therefore it doesn't matter. It was Efshar Lasomer of Yom Tov. Since it was Efshar Lasomer of Yom Tov, Rashi holds this in Isser D'Oraisa.
3-day
chag,
but in the 3 days.
Right. So they didn't have those issues in those days. I mean, they actually to this day. Right. Exactly. So, right. So Shabbos, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. I still think you'd be okay with your apple, right?
Pick a Friday right before Shabbos.
No. Pick a Wednesday. But
you have to pick a Wednesday all the way to Shabbos.
Again, if you pluck an apple on a Wednesday, I think you're fine for it. First of all, I don't care about Shabbos. Shabbos is an Indian food. So it's irrelevant on Shabbos. It's not irrelevant for Friday. I think if you pluck an apple on Wednesday, it's perfectly fine on Friday. Right? So, therefore, plucking an apple, according to Rashi...
The question was, is it better?
Right, so according to Rashi... Picking an apple on Yom Tov is an Isser D'Oraisa. Why? Because Efshar Lasom Yom Tov. Therefore, the Gzeira of Shami Yali Vidlash, of course, is in place. Whereas Tosfos has to come along and say, well, it's from Lisha Ve'elach, and therefore, right? But even Tosfos doesn't like Lisha Ve'elach. Do you know why? Because it's not written in the Babylonian Talmud. It's only written in the Jerusalem Talmud, which, of course, was not written in Jerusalem, right? But northern Israel. So therefore, the Tosfos not happy with his answer, but he has no choice. Why? Because he handcuffs himself. Why is he handcuffs himself? Because he misunderstands the Gemara, Ein Tzadim. If he understood, like Rashi, the idea of Efshar and Efshar, he wouldn't have to get himself all tied up. Where does he say this? Second line in the longest lines of Tosfos. Al kim perish rabbeinu netanel mi kunzi biushami ye yesh achashel chayzu nevesh samach lo shmartem et matzos osa malachos shemi shimur ve'elach. The malachos are from shimur ve'elach. Since it's almost Pesach, we have to do this. This is one of the reasons why Dafka wanted to choose this one, right? We know we hold ushmartem et matzos. Shmartem et ha-mitzvot, right? Shmartem et ha-mitzvot. What do we hold from? Shmur ha-matzah is from Lisha Ve'elach. Now, that, my friends, is one opinion. But the irony is, all matzah has to be shmur ha-matzah. The question is, what stage is shmur ha-matzah? So regular matzah is still shmur ha-matzah from Lisha Ve'elach. Shmur ha-matzah, which we call shmur ha-matzah, is from Ktzira Ve'elach. Okay? But all matzah is shmur ha-matzah. It's just a matter of what stage. So the most quote-unquote popular opinion is from Lisha Ve'elach. Only from kneading do we have to do shemira on our wheat. From kneading and onward. All matzah, shemur matzah. The question is, what's the stage? When we have regular matzah, it's from kneading and onward. Shemura, that we call popular, or what we call sold shemur matzah, is psirilich, which is why it's more expensive. A, you don't have the same volume. Oh, that's supposed to be the Torah. Ushmartem et matzos. Even though it's marshmallow the mitzvos. We learned that you have to guard your...
No, for during the Seder, it's common to use actual shmorah.
That's because we hold... Because the Rambam, because there are Rishonim who hold... You ready for this? If you only do shmira from Lisha, you're not kosher l'Pesach.
It's not kosher from matzah.
Right, exactly. Sorry, I apologize. I didn't explain that properly. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of Achilles matzah. Right. Your matzah needs to be from Tzirelech.
So it's for the sake of the positive commandment.
Yes. Right, exactly. Okay. Thank you, right. In order to perhaps fulfill the biblical mitzvah of eating matzah, but Laila Hazeh, eating matzah the night of Pesach, you want to have it from Tzirelech. But it's not chametz. Question. I'll tell you why no one says I won't eat at your house, because I hold that your food is chametz because you have regular matzah. No.
I wouldn't say no one.
True. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People say I won't eat that because I hold from Tzir Ve'elach, but no one's going to say that mamish, I don't hold by your. Whereas, you know, people go crazy about gebrachs, or people go crazy about...
Like if someone uses gebrachs as your utensil, you can still use your utensil.
Nah, it depends if how Hasidic you are. When it comes to Pesach, there's no floor or ceiling or whatever. I don't disagree with you, but
my family minhag 2 week gebrachs on the last day.
Yes, not supposed to do that. Yeah. It's like a thing. Yeah.
That clearly can't render the utensils not kosher. They're not
Pesach.
It's the year between them.
Right, it's the year between them. Although it's not really true.
Same utensils.
So you're minus a week, right? Or
it's only the year.
From this year to next
year. No, this year to next year is more. This is next year, it'll be 13 months. Minus a week. Yeah. What was that?
Schedule,
yeah. No, okay, but I don't care about the Hebrew calendar.
I'm saying Pesach shifts 11 days every week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Non-leap year.
Right, and a non-leap year is 11, only compared to the English calendar. For the Hebrew calendar, it doesn't leap anywhere. Right? Yeah. Okay, so again, the Tosvos ends his with saying that's only care about Lisha Ve'elach. And that's what Shimon Mila the Hemitar the High New Mili Shavelach Aval Shamalachos to be Kodulikan Osrim. Oh, you show me Yishmiut Acher Ach Shalom Lichzo Ach Shalom Lichzo. Okay, forget the Miut Acher for now. But what I wanted to show you is A, because I can connect it to Pesach, which is always helpful. And that is Ushmartim at the Matzos, at the Mitzvos. We learn from here, and the Lisha Ve'elach applies also to the Malach, and connected to Achavado Yaseh Lachem, which is deal with Och Nefesh. Yushami learns the fact that these two psukim are mentioned one after the other, learns that what defines the Malachos of Och Nefesh, Milisha Ve'elach. It's a very big chiddush. And it's just Yushami.
Even though Milisha Ve'elach is only a Malachos?
Yeah. Right. Yes, it's a Malachos Yushami. Yep. Okay. So, worse again, for Rashi, the question doesn't even arise because it is Efshar Lasos Me'erev Yom Tov. Rashi sparkles. Okay. Next one. Next reason. Let's go on. I want to move on. It's a super long Tosos, but I want to move on. Because it actually deals a lot with Och Nefesh, which we dealt with a lot already. So I don't feel the need to go through it again. And this does deals with a lot of the issues that we dealt with last semester. He quotes almost every Gemara that we dealt with. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, fourth answer. Gzera Mishu Mashkin Shizavu. Right? Here's the Gzera of liquid that oozed out. So here we go. According to the Torah, let's talk about this for a second because this is very important. Let's just do the next two lines because it's exact same as before. Amar le by mashkin shazavu tama mai gzera shema yischod higuv gzera vana nigum v'nigzer gzera gzera kulachad gzera he. Okay, so what are we worried about? What's the reason why Chachami made an Isser called Mashkin Shazavu? Answer is Shema Yischot. So what's wrong with doing Sechita?
Dash.
Good. Now, what is the Isser Daraisa of Sechita Peros? The only Daraisa is?
Yain and Shemen.
Very good. Excellent. Meaning Anavim and Zeitim. Because those people used to drink. No one drank. I realize that olives people don't drink anymore. Right. No one used to drink. Orange juice is modern. Apple juice is modern. The only liquids that people would drink were grapes. That's obvious. And olives.
I mean, olives they probably used to use the shemen, right?
Shemen. Yeah. People drink it.
They drink it.
No.
And the Gemara talks about.
Yes.
So they use kind of,
then they were called tutim.
Right, which are berries?
Tutim were like types of berries. So those were like. Some people did, some people didn't. So those are, that's only a din derabanan.
Right.
And then there were things which were for let's say, refua. And watermelon juice. Cantaloupe juice. Do people, can you buy that in a store? Probably some fancy health store or something from like snobby, like I don't know. But you know, the average Joe Schmo, I don't think buys. No one's ever said we'd like some cantaloupe juice. No one's ever invited me for cantaloupe juice.
Watermelon juice is probably more common.
You think watermelon juice is more common? Yeah, probably cantaloupe juice. Okay.
I feel like it's something I've seen before. I don't think I've ever seen cantaloupe.
Anyways, those are the three levels of schita. You have your grapes and your olives, which is the doraisa. You have your like middle ground, which is like your tutim, your like berries, and other types of common squeezed fruit. And then you have your zero squeezed fruit, that's maybe for like medicine or something that you want to squeeze it. So, oh, I guess lemons. Sorry, lemons would be an obvious one in that middle category. Lemon juice is pretty popular, right? Lemon juice, oranges, right. What's the other juice? Oh my goodness. Lemons and... they're green.
Limes.
Oh my goodness. Limes. Right? Lemons and limes. So all those would be... What was that?
I guess a little bit. Not as often. Limeade.
Yeah. So those are the rabbis. Now, same idea as what we said before. What are you talking about? Mishum, peros, and oshrim? What are you talking about? I mean, mashkin shazavu? The answer is no. Chad gzera. It's the same gzera as before.
Where are you going to...
What was that?
I'm confused. What house is it all domer?
So again, same idea. Chazir, look at Rashi. Mefar shegazro mashkin shazavu of beitz ha'isa b'mashma. Same idea. But just when they sat around, they made the gzera. They made the gzera included, according to this opinion, according to Rav Yitzchak, anyways. It's the same opinion as what we said before of mashki of peros and oshrim. So peros and oshrim, mashkin shazavu. We had havmina to say gzera. No, chazir gzera here. It's one gzera.
I mean, the previous case was more similar to pre-shatelosh, right? Or pre-shatelosher. Here, mushrooms is zavu and an egg, like...
Oh, you're saying, just one's a salt, one's a liquid. You know, I was going to ask that question in a minute, actually. That seems to be a big jump.
Right.
Big jump.
Can you have schita on the egg? No. The question is schita on the pear, so...
Right. Okay. So the question is, how is this viewed to be the same? So just like, you know... Just like you have an apple that falls from the tree. So originally, what did we say? Peiros and oshrim is so you have your egg that falls from your chicken. Or you look at it as oozing. Just like the juice oozes from your apple or your grape, so too your egg has oozed out of your chicken.
The egg is the juice, not the fruit. In the parable.
Yes, right. The egg coming out, not the... There's no juice, right?
Squeeze the chicken.
Right. By the way, this...
Squeeze the chicken.
You know what it's like? It's kind of like... in many ways, it's like an extension of food. Like... Chodaf Rasi, right? Like it's the same, just food losing out.
Yeah.
The egg is losing out.
Yeah.
Like that's how. Yeah, by the way, you said Shema Yischa, look at Rashi there. Vishita Peros Tulad de Dashi. And what is Tulad de Dashi? The Mafarkin Mitoch Zug Shalahen Kimafarek Tvua Mikashala.
That's really more similar to like the Beitza's question with the dash.
Right, exactly.
It's less similar to the squeezing.
Right, so you're just like the. You're removing the. You're moving the outside, or the kernel, and then you're getting the husk, right? The kernels from the husk? The husk.
You're getting the kernels
from removing the
removing
the husk from the kernels.
For the kernel, yeah.
So here, it's like you're removing the outer layer, i.e. the chicken, you're removing that to get your egg. That's like I said, that it looks, you're removing, you're removing the inside from the shell around
so you
it.
You don't want the chicken, that's what you're saying.
So, well, you don't, because it's...
You do want it.
By the way, what type of chicken is this? This is still a chicken of Omed Das Lachila, right? That we haven't changed. It's still, this chicken isn't that you've designated to eat. I guess here the emphasis is on the fact that just like the liquid is in this fruit, so to the egg is in the chicken, right? It's like balua. It's like absorbed inside, and that's what's oozing out. That's what's coming out. And by the way, both cases are doing it naturally. It's naturally oozing out the liquid. It's naturally the egg is coming out. You're not doing anything active, but we're worried that you might do something active. I mean, no one's wanting to squeeze a chicken out. Because remember, it's a chad gzeri. When they made the gzera, when you might squeeze that fruit,
it might have other halachic issues.
Squeeze a chicken, yes. But again, just like you, by the way, that was the same as before. You can't pluck the egg out, right? But it's more from an appearance perspective, right? Yeah. Okay. By the way, when it comes to how does it look when you have a halachically, how does it work solids and liquids? What's How do you view the whole solids and liquids halachically? Right. So what's interesting is we hold that solids and liquids are very different halachically, right? Like, what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to take a lemon and squeeze it onto salad, right? Right. To ochlin, but you would not be allowed to squeeze a lemon onto into. A cup or into your tea. But you'd be allowed to squeeze it in your sugar, I guess, and then add your sugar into your tea. Right?
Yeah.
Or your coffee.
Shabbos.
Why could you squeeze? Why could you do Shechita on Yom Tov? Is that E.F. Shar?
Because if you're bringing your tea, it'll be better. Now, it's supposed to do
so this can go back to the machlokes, according to Tosfos.
Tea's better when it's fresh.
Yeah. I agree.
You
could have squeezed
the lemon yesterday, but
the tea wasn't made.
Right, but you could have kept the lemon juice.
Does it matter if you add the lemon to the sugar and then inside versus into the tea directly? I don't know.
Yeah, I've read that. That you can add into. Squeeze onto sugar.
No, I know you can't. The question is, I'm talking about taste. Does that affect the taste of your tea?
I don't
think so either. So you probably need to do it before Shabbat. Before Yom Tov. That's what I mean. Meaning, if it impacts your taste of your tea, then maybe, based on Rashi, and I'm not saying anyone agrees with this, based on Rashi, you need to do it before. It's not. It's Efshalasas. Remember, Efshalasas is all about taste, quality of the food. Because we care about food on Yom Tov. But here, I don't think it matters. Squeeze lemon before. I agree with you.
and
right. What did we say? We said one of the one of the major differences is grinding. We said that you're allowed to grind pepper on Yom Tov because you cannot compare freshly ground pepper to pepper that was ground a day before. And many, many, many of the posts say pepper is mutter to do, which, by the way, according to Tosfos, to be a big problem because it's lisha velach. And also, melacha asadeh. What about melacha asadeh? Melacha asadeh is tochen in your fields. Yeah, but here I want to do tchina in my kitchen. Tchina. No, you mean to tell me what's the difference if I do tchina in my kitchen versus tchina in the field? That's a big problem. No, okay, since it's tchina in my kitchen, that's permissible. So if I do tlisha in my kitchen, it's okay? If I have like a little pot in my kitchen where I have my pilpilim, my peppers that I'm allowed to pluck out on Yom Tov,
we see
it's a big problem.
We see there's things like that, though, like dashes, things like that. It's mothas asada, mothas bias, right?
And not going to Rashi, but yeah. I agree, there are Rishonim who define it that way, but it's not so simple. I'm not saying it's wrong, but if I'm growing in my kitchen, a little pepper plant, so since there's malacha in my kitchen, permissible?
Right.
That's very difficult to say, right? Okay. Okay, the next part is basically going to ask a question. What am I doing? I can't have to be over here. Is going to ask us a question. Why didn't they each hold like each other? It's nice about this Gemara. It's laid out really nicely. So we have four different opinions. And I was like, okay, how come we don't hold like each other? So we're not going to do all of it. We'll do the first part because I want to finish this part though before we break. So, okay, we'll start it. How come all these four people, well, I guess three people, how come they agree with Rav Nachman? Answer, Kikushan Karaba. Lomrinan Kikushan. Kikushan, question. Because remember, we ended Rav Nachman with a question. And that is, Rav Nachman, our mission should have said, Beitza hi u...
chicken and the egg. So
right. It should have said chicken and the egg. It should have said beitzata, right? And it didn't. So we dismissed Rav Nachman. So I understand why the other three opinions are like Rav Nachman, because we kind of dismissed him. What about Kiraba? Now I'm learning a chan al eslim. They don't hold like a chan al rabba. So I understand why the last two opinions don't hold like him. They don't hold like a chan al rabba. Rav Yosef, my time in law, Mark Rav Yitzchak. What's the reason why Rav Yosef doesn't love Rav Yitzchak? I'll tell you why. Beitzochla u perasochla. Lafuke mashkin. I'll tell you why. Because pizza is a food, peros is a food. Don't tell me mashkin shazavu. Mashkin shazavu is not part of the gzeira. It's liquid. You were bothered by it too. The lavachla from Yitzchak, my time alone, Mark Rabbi Yosef, Marlacha, pizza blue, mashkin blueen. Lafuke peros, demiglue vekaimo. You can't. So he said, what are you talking about? They're not comparable. It's migle v'kaimo. One is you see it, and one you don't. So each one doesn't like the other opinion because they don't think that the jump from beitza to either Paris and Oshrim or beitza, Mashkin Shazavu, is a proper jump. They hold by what they say, but not like the other one says, because it's a bit of a jump. So this is a longer part. Okay, so we're going to stop there for now. Bli Neder, next week, I want to just finish. Where are the two dots? Here's a problem. Okay, we're going to see if we can get towards the bottom of the Amud.